and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the Packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231, as we launch into yet another week of fun and excitement here. It's Ian here with you.
And Gart.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are completely free. We give them away like, very few other radio shows do. All those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their websites. Though Gardner Goldsmith is one of the few exceptions. His website's free.
It is free.
Which is LibertyConspiracy.com.
LibertyConspiracy.com.
Good to have you back, Gard. Two weeks ago, you were sick. 1 week ago, there was major flooding that prevented you from actually getting to the studio.
Yeah. So now I'm here, and it's gorgeous outside.
You haven't bailed out. You're back. And you've got the story, which I actually had over the weekend, but we never got to, about the new $8 fee that New York City is going to be charging to actually get into a certain part of the city, as I understand it.
Unbelievable. Today was the tale of the mayors. On the funny side, Mayor Nagin of New Orleans got caught basically slighting and shafting Philadelphia by saying, "You think New Orleans is dirty? You should go to Philly." Yeah, that was genius. You know, then you have Mayor Bloomberg, the mayor who, down in New York, the Democrats are upset because he essentially left the Democrat Party to become a Republican. Republicans are upset down there because he basically left the Democrat Party to become Republican. And this is the guy who's very much in favor of gun control and things like that. And now, in order to cut greenhouse gas emissions 30% by 2030...
30% by 2030.
Yes, the city of New York will impose an $8 fee, much like London with their £8 fee to get in after 10 a.m., on cars traveling through certain tunnels and across certain bridges. Not all of them. If you come from places like the Bronx, you'll be able to get in. No problem. So it'll be
but
an
when
extra
you're coming from,
$8.
From Jersey or where you're coming from, probably Queens through Connecticut or something like that.
Yeah, you got it.
Now, this doesn't make any sense at all. It doesn't make it. For one, people are going to try to plan their routes to go through the cheaper spots.
Yep.
They already have a $6 fee to get in New York. They call it a toll.
Yeah, exactly. They call it a toll.
Now, this is going to make...
So it's going to be $8 on top of
right,
the $6.
Right, this is going to be a $14 toll, essentially, to come in New York on some bridges and a $6 toll on others.
And, you know,
insanity.
It's stupid.
It's crazy. And of course, this is all done ostensibly, Ian, to save the environment.
Well, I think what it's going to do is, now they're claiming it's going to cut 30% off of the gas house gases or whatever, greenhouse gases.
Right.
I think that business owners that are in this particular section of the city should prepare for a 30% reduction in business as well. Because I know that if I've got somewhere to go, if I'm going to get some pizza or some Chinese food or something like that, I'm probably not going to go into that segment of the city if I can avoid it.
You got it. That's a great way to think like an economist.
If it's as convenient for me to go there as it is another place, I'll choose another place instead.
And that's really, people don't think about it. They think, well, you know, what is the price that I'm willing to pay, is what they're thinking. Yeah. And you
to
know,
save the environment, you mean?
Well, it's not going to have anything to do with the environment.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's ludicrous and not even worth addressing. That's so stupid that I'm not even going to talk about what that's not going to do with the environment.
You know what else is really great about this, Mark, is you think about what are the alternatives that the officials like Bloomberg would like to see in New York City? Well, they'd like to see more people taking public transportation. Well, they're already having some major problems with public transportation down there, with people's packages being searched, with all sorts of headaches that they have and delays that they have. Mm-hmm. It's just going to multiply and get worse. In the meantime, who's going to make buco bucks? The cabbies.
Yeah.
The cab unions are going to make tons of money.
Exactly. Well, they're already complaining about pedicabs. Now, get this. They just allowed pedicabs in New York, which are these bicycles that, you know, you can carry a couple people on.
Sure. The ones that they're trying to eliminate rickshaws in India because they say it's demeaning, right?
I guess. So they the cabbies are mad about that. Anyway, the whole idea that that people will do something less if you charge more makes perfectly good sense. I mean, like, Ian, would you buy a bag of chips for, one of those 1 ounce bag of chips for 10 cents?
Sure, sure.
You'd buy it for 10 cents. How about 15 cents?
Yeah.
Okay. 25?
99 cents, no.
No. Hmm. See, there's the point that I'm trying to make with that is there's incrementally an issue. Now, Ian's sort of like the canary in the mine. He's so cheap, he squeaks. I mean, you've never found a man quite as cheap as him. And the reason he didn't answer the question is because at 20 cents is probably where he's breaking himself in on that one-ounce bag of chips.
That'll make him a success. You know?
it'll make him a miser. I don't know about that.
But I know what you're talking about. At certain levels, behavior changes. And everybody has these different levels. And, you know, they apply things like cigarette taxes to try to stop smoking. They want to apply in New York. They want to apply the bad foods tax and things like that. The sin taxes are now expanding into, well, essentially they're going to be taxing you if you're driving over because they think everybody is being harmed. Meanwhile, they have no real science as to what percentage. They can't even, I don't know if any of you guys saw Dana Rohrabacher, of all folks, who was a member of the very early libertarian movement out in California. He was a real radical back then. Mm-hmm. Now he's sort of, you know, more hardline conservative, but still has some of these libertarian leanings on economics. And he had some of those people from the global warming UN panel on climate change, the international panel on climate change. And he kept asking these scientists, four scientists, he said, can you tell me, please, here now, what percentage of carbon dioxide is put into the atmosphere because of man's influence? He asked this one woman over and over and over again, Dr. Susan something or other, and she wouldn't answer. She said, well, if you look at the rate of change over the past 100 years, he goes, no, I'm not talking about the rate of change. I'm talking about now. Can you give me a quantifiable number, a quantified number, as far as what percentage of the atmospheric carbon dioxide is created by man and what is natural?
They wouldn't do it, huh?
They would not do it. So finally, he said, look, you know, I have to just say, you're not giving me a straight answer here. And as, you know, as much as were brought up as part of a show to try to get the UN's ideas out there to basically harm our productivity. And I'm really glad that Dana Rohrabacher really stuck it to these people.
Now, even if this New York $8 fee thing doesn't have anything to do with the environment, even if that's just kind of a shell game, it does have to be. And I think I saw in the article that they're expecting another. Is a real.
feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On April 23rd, 2007, gold spot, 691 1-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 712, 358, 53 for half, 179, 26 for quarter-ounce coins at 712, 98, 358, 53, and 179, 26. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the Long-Term Fiscal Outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Show. You can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231, presuming our equipment continues working correctly. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there, front page of the site. For your downloading convenience, you just go and get them.
Banners on eBay at auction.freetalklive.com.
That's right, our website banners.
And
we sell them there.
We haven't had any on for a while because generally people buy the banners and stay on.
Right, I've got a bunch of people locked in on those banners.
Mm-hmm.
So we've only got one that like rotates out every time.
And it's rare that we have an auction. And I thought, let's try this for spot radio.
What is it?
Well, it's an auction for one ad per day, every day for 13 weeks. I think it runs from the beginning of May to the end of July.
So and you get a full run, basically, a 13-week run.
Right.
One ad per
show. 30-second ad.
One 30-second ad on the radio.
On the radio, right. It won't go on the podcast. I didn't put a reserve on it. I put it at $1.
So this could go for... I mean, this
$2.
Could go for the price of a banner. It could go for $100.
It could go. It could go at anything. But I figure that way we're not going to do any work on it. We'll give it to the syndicator. They'll take care of it. It'll play at least once a show. But we don't have to read the ad. We don't have to insert.
We got the inventory to sell. So I think it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, that was really my thought process. I sincerely hope that we don't get tight on inventory by the end of the ad run, and I'm regretting it. But, now I have some open time, so we'll give it a shot.
So it's up for auction right now.
Right.
So an entire...
If you've considered doing radio ads on Free Talk Live, and you were concerned about the price, this is the time to try it out.
And it'll get you on every single one of our 20 radio affiliates.
Yes, that's correct. And the three cable affiliates and all the pirates and the live stream.
Not all the cable ones.
No?
You have to be careful with that, Mark.
Oh, I don't know.
There's a certain reason why the cable affiliates are separate from the radio affiliates. For instance, one of our cable affiliates only takes a half an hour of the show every single day.
I see.
And repeats that half an hour several times.
Interesting.
So you can't really quote people on that. But nonetheless, you'd be on all of our radio affiliates for 13 weeks. That's pretty
and
cool.
And the live stream, which has hundreds of people on it.
So auction.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to CJ in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, CJ.
Hey, fellas. Right as the show was starting, I heard an interesting little blurb come over the GCN News that made me go out and hunt up an article. And it's from... today, this morning, and the headline of the article is Japanese mayor assassinated.
Really? Who was he killed with?
I believe it would be a handgun, a revolver.
Oh, wait a minute. Aren't those illegal in Japan?
Indeed they are.
Hmm.
Guess who actually assassinated him?
A government person?
No, it would be a member of the Yakuza.
Oh, the Japanese mafia.
Yes, yes. And
makes sense. Who else would have guns, right?
Yes. The only firearms allowed by citizens in Japan are shotguns for bird hunting. So, yes, he was not killed with a legally owned firearm.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that the Japanese mafia did not turn in their weapons when they were outlawed?
Apparently not. Now, oddly enough, the very second to last paragraph of this article is just one sentence long, and it says, Japan has very strict gun control laws, and firearms are mostly in the hands of Yakuza gangsters or hunters. I can't imagine why.
Well, there you have it.
What a surprise.
That's all I really had to
Thanks for the call, CJ. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Do you get the point? The point is, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws have guns. I know, it sounds cliche.
But it's really, really true. I was reading some liberal commentary today, some column, and she was saying, look, I don't like guns, but I know that they're not going to go anywhere.
Sure.
You can't get rid of them. At least she understands. She, of course, wanted the right-wing gun nuts to admit the guns were bad, though.
They're not bad, though.
Well, you know...
I've got two of them in my house, and they're just fine.
They're just sitting up there. I can say that if somebody has poor parenting skills or just some bad luck, their kid could get a hold of the gun and hurt them.
And you have a bad parent, not a bad gun.
I agree. I entirely agree. But she thinks that the gun's responsible for it somehow. And certainly if the gun wasn't there in that case, the kid might be alive, but... You know, every person has to choose whether or not they want the gun in their house. For a long time in my life, I chose not to have one. And
isn't that a little disempowering? You know that? Oh well, it's all the gun's fault. It's not your fault. You're not able to make choices for yourself or anything. It's the gun. The gun did it to you. Isn't that just a little bit disempowering? I don't know. 800-259-9231. And since we're talking about the gun thing, do you have that Manchester story? Because apparently somebody tried to, rob a bar in Manchester, New Hampshire?
It says, at least, right, from the union leader.
And in New Hampshire, by the way, people can open carry weapons, and the acquisition of a concealed carry permit is very simple.
Right. It's basically a letter and $15 to the chief of police or the sheriff.
I don't recommend it, but, you know, hey,
right.
It's just me.
At least 9 bullets were fired in a shootout Saturday morning at a downtown bar.
Wow.
When they say morning, they mean late at night.
Like 1 a.m.
Okay. I was thinking that, because they really do, in especially in Portsmouth, the fishermen go out all night, and then they come in at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Start drinking.
They want a beer.
Right.
Before they go to bed. So, anyway, I think it's so strange that people drink that early in the morning. All right. Saturday morning ended with the gunman who allegedly instigated the shooting hospitalized after he was shot twice by another customer.
A customer?
About 50 people were inside the Uptown Tavern on Elm Street.
You got 50 people in New Hampshire? Odds are good there's a gun in the room.
At 12:45 a.m.
Or 5.
Saturday when the shooting happened, sending customers diving to the floor for cover.
Hmm.
Police said... Eliezer Encarnacion, 26 of wherever, fired a 45 caliber semi-automatic handgun about half a dozen times at two bouncers and the assistant manager standing in a rear doorway. Customer Kenneth Gage then pulled out his Kel-Tec 38 semi-automatic handgun and fired three times, hitting Encarnacion twice, according to court records.
Wait, now did the original gunman actually hit any of his targets?
I didn't read all the way through the article, so I really couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Police did not release Gage's age or address. He told police he pulled out his gun and fired it after Encarnacion shot at the bouncers and at him.
Mm.
Encarnacion, I feel so silly saying this name over and over again like this. Adrian.
You could say it like a southerner.
Incarnation. Adrian Brown, 32, of Dover Street, were drinking in the upstairs lounge when one of them inappropriately touched a woman, and they were asked to leave. David Summers, who co-owns the bar, told the New Hampshire Sunday News, according to court records, bouncer Eric Turner and Brown became confrontational. Said Brown became confrontational when he was removing him from the bar, and the assistant manager, Jeremy Tinker, came to his aid, as did the manager and another bouncer. As they were escorting the two Virgin Island natives out of the bar, Brown allegedly punched Chapman in the face several times. Chapman grabbed him by the neck and began walking him to the rear door. That's pretty, the guy's got a lot of self-control. He got punched in the face several times.
That's the bouncer?
Screen. Yeah.
So then he came back with a gun.
Right. So anyway, these guys... You know, they pulled out a gun, started shooting at, causing some trouble.
Who knows, man? He might have gone into the club afterwards if this were a state where guns were banned. He might have just walked in after he'd taken out the doorman and just started shooting people.
Well, he would have had to go back in, but yeah, there's no doubt.
That's what I mean. After he took out the doorman, go back in the club and just start massacring people. In this case, an armed customer solved the problem. More on the way. It's Free Talk.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Everyone knows we need calcium and magnesium every day for the support of strong bones. But most of us are only taking one source of calcium supplementation and one source of magnesium. That just simply isn't enough to give your body the proper nutrition it needs to help keep bones and teeth strong, prevent osteoporosis, and support muscle function. Now discover the most advanced calcium and magnesium supplement on the market today. Select Cal 1000. From the folks who brought you Walker Sea Vegetation, Select Cal 1000 contains seven sources of calcium and four sources of magnesium. Walker's Select Cal 1000 is also packed with other important vitamins and minerals, and of course, Walker's special blend of sea vegetation. Try finding that in your ordinary calcium supplement. Order Select Cal 1000 today and receive 10% off just by mentioning you heard it on the radio in the comments portion of the order page. Visit Walkers.com. That's WACHTERS.com or call 1-800-682-7100. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring us what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That would be the packet 8.net toll free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Archives there, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Just go and get them. They're free at freetalklive.com. And April is Financial Literacy Month. Give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches the child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 800-657-5066. That's 1-800-657-5066 or akidsjourney.com. And it's appropriate that I read the Kids Journey commercial because we're going to talk about rich Americans at this point. The Gallup organization has done a fairly revealing poll, which apparently was first done in 1939, where about half of Americans advocate heavy taxation of the rich in order to redistribute wealth, a higher percentage than was the case in 1939. More generally, a large majority of Americans support...
You would have thought 39, you know, sort of like...
New Deal?
Yeah, it's the Depression.
Right.
You know, the Americans would have been all for that, the sort of the Red Scare thing going
around.
You would
have thought, huh?
Yeah, I would have thought.
Turns out Americans were a little more principled back then, and the decades and decades of government indoctrination at their government indoctrination camps, also known as schools, have been very effective in getting Americans to really embrace the concept of forced wealth redistribution, as this particular poll will reveal. More generally, a large majority of Americans support the principle that wealth should be more evenly distributed in America. And now, that's interesting, because the way they ask that question, you'll find out here in a little bit, wasn't quite the way that we might have liked it to be asked. And an increasing number, although still a minority, say there are too many rich people in the country.
Attitudes toward heavy taxes on the rich are strongly related to one's own income, and Democrats are much more likely to be in favor of income redistribution than are Republicans. So a poll commissioned by Fortune magazine in 1939 and conducted by Elmo Roper included a question phrased as follows, quote, "People feel differently about how far a government should go. Here's a phrase which some people believe and some don't. Do you think our government should or should not redistribute wealth by heavy taxes on the rich?" At that time, near the end of the Depression, only a minority of Americans, 35%, said the government should impose heavy taxes on the rich in order to redistribute wealth. Now, a slight majority, 54%, said the government should not. Gallup asked this question again in 1998 and found the percentage willing to say that government should redistribute wealth had gone up by 10 points. And so that means it went up from 35% to 45% of Americans. Now attitudes have shifted slightly again, to the point where American sentiment in response to this question is roughly split, with 49% of them saying that the government should redistribute wealth by heavy taxes on the rich. You're smiling.
I'm stupefied by this whole thing. Can you imagine? I mean, people just want to... They're so upset that they can't make money themselves, and everybody wants to be wealthy. If you ask people would they like to be rich or not, they would want that.
Sure.
But they're just so jealous, so darn jealous of somebody making money and doing well and providing a service for somebody else. And in most cases, that's how it's done, or at least in quite a few cases. And at the very least, somebody's ancestor provided a service well to, mm-hmm. to people, and they passed their money down.
So, in this case, Americans are very, very, they're embracing this concept of wealth redistribution, especially amongst rich people. And, of course, it's easy to instill this sort of mentality in American society. After all, a very small minority of the people in America are considered rich. And so it's very easy to, in this case, get the majority to vote to take those people's money away.
Sure, it's easy to get a majority together. If you're talking about the richest 10%, well, you can probably get somebody out of the 100% population, 51%, to say, yes, I would like to tax the richest 10%. And by the way, those really are the ones that get that carry most of the burden as far as paying for everything in America.
I think it mentions their burden here in this particular article. It's significant.
But even if you ratchet it up to the richest 5% or the richest 1%, at some point or another, people tend to get on board. I wouldn't, but most people would.
Now, it does show here later on in the poll that as the person's income level increases, they become less and less likely to advocate heavy taxation on the rich.
As somebody gets better and better at providing services for the American people, they are less and less likely, yeah.
In fact, 35% of Americans who make over $75,000 a year say that the government should redistribute wealth by heavy taxes on the rich. I don't know if they actually describe what heavy means, but you can imagine 80-90%
right.
That I would consider heavy.
I talked to we went up to the New Hampshire State House not too long ago. I talked to a representative who believed that they should bring back the 93% tax bracket for the very richest people. That he just didn't feel like people should make more than $500,000. Should make more than $500,000 a year. Blah blah blah. I don't know what is. I was just rambling on, and I'm like, do you think people are gonna work for 7 cents on the dollar? And he's like, absolutely.
Insanity. That's just it. I think a lot of these people just don't have any sort of grasp on economics and incentive and why people do what they do. You work so you can get rewarded commensurate to what services you're providing the world. If you're not doing something that's explicitly valuable to other people, you won't be rewarded for it. Okay, yeah, there's the occasional scam artist that wants to, walk around and spray paint your driveway or whatever, but those guys get put out of business fairly quick because word spreads, hey, don't buy stuff from these gypsies or whatever they are.
Right.
But for the most part, if you're making $1 million a year, there's something you're doing that people find very, very valuable, whether you're a radio talk show host, which, by the way, there aren't very many of them that make that much money. Rush Limbaugh would count.
I'm sure.
Or whether you're Walmart making billions of dollars a year, you're doing that because... Well, there are a lot of people who are making individual choices to do business with you and purchase your services. If all of a sudden all you can make is a maximum of $100,000 a year or a maximum of $75,000 a year, why on earth would you want to go through all the effort? Why bother?
I don't know.
Maybe, if I can work for 20 hours
a
week.
Some Americans did do it at the times when we had that kind of tax bracket.
They did, but less would be motivated to. If I could work for 20 hours a week and make $75,000, or I can work for 80 hours a week and make $75,000 because I would have made $750,000 at 80 hours a week. I'm just pulling out numbers
right here.
But the government's going to take the majority of it from me, the supermajority of it. Why on earth would I want to go on beyond 20 hours?
Right. Why not at that point just, you know...
The economy will stagnate as a result.
And let's not forget that... The economy, to some extent, is based on the sale of luxury items. What's going to happen to the people that build yachts? What's going to happen to the people that build, jetliners? And
if you're not rich, you can't afford those things.
And what you're really doing is you're cutting out a certain segment of the rich population, because the ultra, ultra, ultra rich are going to figure out ways around this.
Yeah.
Whether it's through, you know, paying their corporations and having their corporations just sort of loan them the Learjet,
mm-hmm.
loan them the yacht, or whatever it is that they're going to do. I mean, just forget it.
Get a clue, Americans. So I mentioned 35% of Americans who are considered rich, they're for heavy redistribution of wealth, heavy taxes on the rich.
Mm-hmm.
If you make between $50,000 and $75,000, 46% say yes to heavy taxation. $30,000 to $50,000, 58% of them say yes, we should heavily tax the rich.
So it just keeps going down as people make more money?
Right. Well, yes, the percentage increases of people who are willing to heavily tax the rich. And people who make under $20,000, 64% of them say that the rich should be heavily taxed.
Well, that's because they have at this point given up. They realize, I'm never going to make a lot of money, and I might as well steal it.
Well, that's not what they're necessarily thinking.
They're not thinking that, but that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know if they necessarily have given up. It's just that what they want is the sort of American mentality of instant gratification. You know, people that are on diets, they want a pill they can pop that is, you know, just going to remove the weight. In this case, people making under $20,000 a year just want a government program that they can sign up for that'll increase the amount of money that they're getting. And I'm sorry, it shouldn't work that way. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring us anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. Over 1,200 pages created by listeners just like you. It's totally free. wiki.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own. And hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Some disturbing numbers here from the Gallup organization. A poll that was first done in 1939 that assessed Americans' attitudes toward heavily taxing the rich. An easy group to target because there just aren't very many of them.
Now, now you say the numbers have been going
More and more Americans are willing to use the government to heavily tax the rich.
Now, tell me what the numbers were like in 1939 when they first did it.
1939, there were 35% of Americans said that the government should impose heavy taxes on the rich in order to redistribute wealth. This year, or 2006, that number went up to 49%. So 49% willing to use the government to heavily tax the rich. When you break it down by income category, Americans under $20,000 say 64% of them say, yeah, tax them. Give it to us. Give it to us. We deserve it because we breathe.
Right. We were born.
Right. So it's pretty disturbing. There's a few more details here. People feel differently about how far a government should go. Oh, that's the first question. As I read off some different groups, please tell me if you think they're paying their fair share in federal taxes, paying too much or paying too little. And let's see. Upper income people, 21% say they're paying their fair share. 66% of Americans say they're paying too little. Upper income people, and then I guess that's all they... I guess they didn't show the other income brackets because this is all about the rich. That percentage has gone down. From 1992, it was 77% that said they were paying too little. So there's a little bit of information there. Do you feel that the distribution of money and wealth in this country today is fair? Or do you feel that the money and wealth in this country should be more evenly distributed among a larger percentage of the people? 29% say the distribution is fair. 66% say it should be more evenly distributed. Now, the interesting part about this question is it doesn't mention the government.
Right. It just says that somehow it's going to be magically distributed, as though Jesus is going to do it.
Well, now, if you just look at this question on its own, without the governmental concept of surrounding it, then, you know, I can understand where people are coming from. Okay, yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want everyone else to have a little bit more money, right? I mean, people want to close the gap between rich and poor. And so that, I think, is what you're seeing reflected in that particular question, that people feel that it's unfair that rich people have money. In that particular question, they're not necessarily agitating for government redistribution of wealth, even though similar numbers are saying, yes, government should redistribute the wealth. As far as you're concerned, do we have too many rich people in this country, too few, or about the right amount? In 2007, 37% said too many, compared to 1990, where 21% said too many rich people. Here we have evidence of a growing resentment toward the rich. The percentage of Americans who say there are too many rich people in Americans is up significantly from in the 1990s. In summary, the data shows that a significant majority of Americans feel that money and wealth should be distributed more equally across a larger percentage of the population. A significant... Now, you know, even if the majority of Americans were to get their way, and the government were to, next week, all of a sudden, confiscate significant amounts of the rich people's money,
mm-hmm.
and then start doling it out to poorer people in the supposed search for equality as far as people's amounts of money that they have. And let's say every American tomorrow had $100,000 in their bank account.
Just made it that easy.
Right. What would happen?
Well, the people that were rich, a good percentage of them would be rich again within a short period of time. And the people who were poor would, a good percentage of them, be poor
right
in that same amount of time.
How many of the people, how many people in America would take that as a windfall lotto winnings?
Yay,
and they'd
go, right,
get me some cocaine! Or strippers and big screen television and two big screen televisions and a fast car.
Yep, I suspect that that's exactly
and
what would
cigarettes.
Happen.
Cigarettes, lots of cigarettes.
You know, I mean, I don't care how rich people got to be, or however rich they are. But there's a good friend of mine who is, you know, she's got over $1 million in the bank.
Nice,
and she's. She's actually a friend of the family, not really a friend of mine that I hang mm-hmm. out with or anything. And she continues to work she retired from a regular job and went to work at a grocery store as a cashier
mm-hmm.
because she doesn't feel comfortable not having income, even though she has $1 million in the bank.
Sure.
She's just a saver, and she's not comfortable not working. So she's going to...
For all she knows, the government could come by and seize her bank account.
She's just going to begin saving. Once you just redistribute all the money, she's going to just begin saving, and at some point or another, she's going to have money again, because she doesn't spend... She spends less than she saves.
Right. So there's a reason why rich people are rich and poor people are poor. It has to do with their spending habits. And so if all of a sudden the money was to be redistributed, you're absolutely right, Mark. Within a matter of days, if not weeks, we'd start to see that split happening again.
Absolutely, because, you know, somebody's got to be in charge. If you put $100,000 back in the bank, the rich people are still in charge of the companies, right?
So presumably.
Otherwise, there's no companies.
Right.
But the companies just disappear.
Then the entire economy will
collapse. So then, you know, the rich people are still going to make the money, because the poor people are going to go out and, like you said, buy flat-screen TVs, they're going to buy Escalades, they're going to buy, you know, God knows what, but they're going to have one hell of a time for a few weeks.
Then the problem comes in, and this is totally theoretical. It's what
sure
actually happened. But the problem comes in then, as they start separating again, rich from poor start separating out on their own. They're doing it themselves. As it starts separating out, then, of course, the poor people are going to start calling, hey, they're getting more money than we are again. We need more redistribution.
That's why we do it every year.
And so,
with the IRS.
So then it comes back around, and then everybody gets redistributed back to $100,000.
Right.
At that point, then the rich people start thinking,
this sucks.
This blows. I'm out of here.
Why am I going to benefit the
right.
economy?
I mean, if they hadn't figured that out already. They're
going to
take their factories, they're going to take their products, their services, and they're going to go find a country that's a little bit more friendly towards them.
Or they're going to figure out ways around the laws, whether they're using offshore bank accounts or whether they're hiding their money in some other fashion. I don't know what all the tricks are, but I know that there's a lot of high-paid tax attorneys out there that make a lot of money by allowing rich people not to pay so much in income tax.
And it really, this so reflects this sort of anti-rich mentality that the government school system has done such an effective job of implementing in the minds of the American people. Look, rich people are good for you. Believe it or not. Okay, yeah, they may live in big fancy houses and drive really flashy cars and everything, but somebody built those fancy houses. Probably some construction workers that make not rich people money.
No, but they don't make terrible money either in
that's
most
true.
Cases. Some, you know, certainly the skilled ones.
They'd do better, of course, if they didn't drink their profits and snort their profits.
Well, they'd do better if the government wasn't taking some of their money, too. The government's gotten so big,
correct.
It can't just tax rich people. It has to tax middle class and poor people, too.
And the fact is, the rich people take the ones that are of the investor types will take their money and invest it into various different organizations, startup companies, stocks, you know, all different types of investments, and that money goes into other people's pockets for a temporary period of time to allow them to utilize it and try to build wealth for themselves. These are some of the things that rich people allow, having rich people around is good for. Some rich people might be a little bit more, you know, safe with their money. They just might want to put it in a bank account, but that's okay too, because that money sitting in the bank account gets loaned out to people who, again, want to use it to start up their own businesses, who want to use it to try to get rich themselves.
This is what they call trickle-down economics.
A significant majority of Americans feel the rich pay too little in taxes. About half of Americans support the idea of heavy taxes on the rich to help redistribute wealth, and about 4 out of 10 Americans flat out say there are too many rich people in the country.
That's just sick. Why? Why too many rich people?
We should have more rich people, and we can have more rich people. If we get back to the free market in America, where people are free to make whatever amounts of money that they can make.
4 out of 10 Americans say there's too many rich people in the country.
And keep it for themselves, and invest it, and spend it, and save it in the ways that they think are best, then they'll be able to become rich. Everyone will become fabulously wealthy as a result. I mean, already we are probably the most wealthy of all the societies on the face of the earth.
And probably ever.
And that has a lot to do with the fact that, for a little while at least in this country, people were allowed to keep the money they earned. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.